Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Laura Norton, and I've been a calligrapher for about 30 years now, and currently I'm designing calligraphic artwork for the Revised Common Lectionary, weekly doing new designs for worship bulletins and worship spaces, and also teaching calligraphy. I do calligraphy on silk and walls, windows, paper, and even clothing, using such materials as ground ink, watercolor, gouache, acrylic, paint, all kinds of things, and tools like metal pens and bamboo pens, goose quills even, and pointed and flat brushes. Oftentimes people ask me how I got interested in calligraphy, and I feel like I was born a calligrapher, but I just didn't understand that there was such a thing as calligraphy until I was finished with college. As a kid, I was really interested in art and color and design, and as I was growing up as a teenager, I used to actually copy handwriting of people whose handwriting I liked and thought was really had a lot of personality and was really expressive. I would spend hours just copying handwriting, and I think in a way that was a way for me to find my voice during those difficult years. So for a variety of reasons, I studied business and I became an accountant and worked as a CPA and then later as a teacher for several years. But through all those years, I've been working on studying and practicing and teaching calligraphy, attending international calligraphy conferences and learning from master calligraphers from all over the world, and teaching at regional calligraphy and book arts conferences. And most recently, I was able to have the opportunity to study with Donald Jackson, who is the scribe to the Queen of England and the creator and art director for the St. John's Bible, which is the first handwritten Bible in 500 years. And it's written on calfskin vellum using traditional materials and tools. And one thing that he said that was really striking to me is that he believes that every breath and every heartbeat of the calligrapher is part of every stroke of every word that is written by the calligrapher, and thereby the lettering and the words are really alive in an amazing way. For me, calligraphy is oftentimes a meditation or like a prayer, because I'm writing with at such a slow speed and with such deliberateness that it feels like I can really take on and savor the words as I'm writing them. And I'm really paying attention to the brush or the pen stroke and the marks that they're making. But also at other times, calligraphy can be really bold and expressive and really energetic. And to me, that's akin to dance, how it can be very energetic and involve a lot of movement and express all kinds of emotion. And just thinking about why calligraphy is captivating, one reason I think is because of the contrast between thick and thin lines as one is writing. As you use a broad edge pen or a brush, you get thick or thin lines based on the angle of the writing or based on the amount of pressure. If you have high pressure, you get thick lines. Low pressure, you get thin lines. And as you move along the page writing, it creates these thick and thin, and that's what really creates the beauty in the letters and in the words, and that's what gives words and calligraphy a lot of liveliness. For me, there's a spiritual connection with that, in that I think that thick and thin, the contrast is like a life metaphor. For example, I do work for justice in line with my faith. And I think that the thick lines or the high pressure times, I think, are akin to when I really need to lean into the suffering that is going on in the world and do the hard work. It's hard work emotionally and relationally and spiritually. And that feels like high pressure, but it's really necessary, important work. And it can also become wearying and exhausting. So the thin or the low pressure times seem to be the times when it's important, even in doing justice work, to step back and relax, to rest a bit, and to really take in some beauty and even humor. And so I think it's that contrast between the thick and thin, the high pressure and low pressure times in life that remind me of what's expressed in calligraphy. That's one reason why letters can look so alive to me and they speak to me in that way. A few years ago, I started creating lectionary art. Every week, I create a new design for the Revised Common Lectionary. And I use calligraphic design. I use expressive letters. A lot of times, I use a watercolor background or some other visual element to complement the lettering. Or sometimes the lettering itself forms shapes or textures and makes it really rich. And my purpose there is to try to create some sort of a visual imagery of the words that can give meaning to the text in a way that's different from fonts that you see on a worship bulletin that just brings a different angle and can show something different about the meaning of the words in the text. The calligraphy that I've done, these designs for the lectionary, have been used in my home church in Bellingham, Washington, as well as all over the U.S. and even in the U.K. and Australia. And it's really a spiritual practice for me to look at the text, the readings for that week, and to contemplate which ones sort of stand out to me and which ones to choose to do in lettering. The weekly deadline that I put on myself, too, is a really good spiritual discipline, and it's a really good way for me to overcome my perfectionistic tendencies. So I heard a long time ago that Bach actually created a new canticle every Sunday, had to just crank them out Sunday after Sunday, and that gave me the idea for doing the lectionary artwork every week, because that deadline means even though I'm a perfectionist and I feel like my artwork is never done, it's never quite as good as it could be, it gives me a deadline and makes sure that I get it done, and it's as good as it's going to be, and I'm going to move on to the next week's design. And a lot of times it gives me some pretty great results. I'm really happy with it, but it just makes me produce a lot. And in a way, it's sort of like living life on the edge and just doing what needs to be done by the deadline. My aim in doing these biblical texts, as I said, is just to kind of give people a new and fresh, maybe an inspiring way to look at the text in a way that they hadn't seen it before. I hear from some people that they actually take home the lectionary art that's on maybe their worship bulletin, their bulletin cover. They take it home and put it on the refrigerator or hang it up on the wall because it speaks to them in some way that is really meaningful. And that's really gratifying for me to hear that people are actually wanting to linger on the artwork and take a look at what it might have to say to them throughout the week or throughout the month. So here at Holden Village, I've been able to do a lot of different interesting calligraphy-related projects. There's calligraphy in the baptismal font where I did a calligraphic design and somebody cut it out. Christy Hawkins is an artist that was working here and she arranged for it to be cut out into this circular form and out of copper, and it sits in the baptismal font. And I was able to do the lettering on Larry, Moe, and Curly on the walk-in storage spaces and do a sign for Ginny's Corner in the library, the children's section, as well as to do some calligraphic banners on silk, and even did some lettering that is still impressed on the dunk tank at the sauna. So the concrete dunk tank has those words, "I am with you always," which was the summer theme for that year years ago. It's been a real variety of wonderful ways that the calligraphy has been able to be used here, and it's been a real privilege. So teaching is something that I've been able to do quite a lot of. And just in my teaching, my goal is to encourage others to sort of find their voice, sort of a visual voice for creating language that's visual and can be seen and shared by others, and a way to express joy or express lament, the whole range of human emotions, and be able to do that in a way that is really gratifying for people. So I just feel like my life as a calligrapher has been a real privilege, and being here at Holden Village has been a real privilege for me too.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.